what a discussion. I feel like we just scratched the surface, but we can't possibly talk all day. I guess we could. No. But we'll
listen until my kids come home.
Revisit some of this stuff.
Go ahead. Yeah, I want to give Jim a run for his money. I don't like that he's spiking the football right now, saying he's the most recurring guest.
Yeah, and
if we did like 10 little 5-minute episodes, so I could just, you know, get some distance between me and him with that count. Is there a time limit?
No time limit. John Hunter has a record that I don't think is going to be broken, because I remember when we were getting to the end of that second hour, and I was starting to run out of steam. Because I'll say this. If you just listen to the podcast, and I appreciate everybody who listens, but if you don't, because most of you don't know me, and I don't spend all day talking. There are, you know, long periods of the day, if I'm not working or whatever, that I'm not talking this much. I'm not probing people and asking questions. So when it gets to the end of the second hour, even I I'm not going to say have had enough, but just don't have a lot left in the tank.
Right.
But we did it. We got it in, and it made sense to go that long. He was walking the whole time.
Yeah. Yeah. I think I actually called him after that, because he had actually mentioned, you know, instead of just texting or whatever, you know, pick up the phone and call. And so I gave him a call. We caught up, and, you know, he's one of my oldest friends. But it's weird when you have kids at different ages, you know, when they're babies, or you have a 4-year-old and there's a baby, it's easy to get together. But yeah, you know, once you start getting to teenage years, it's just hard to get every, you know, get all the kids on the same level. We went to a birthday party a couple weeks ago, and it was, you know, a close friend, their daughter was turning 6, and it was at a trampoline park. And I asked Michael, I said, "Hey man, do you want to come with us?" And he said no. He was sitting at his computer playing a game with his friends. He said no. So we just left him at home. And Joe didn't come either, because he's 10. And I started laughing to myself when they were singing happy birthday to the birthday girl. And there's all these, you know, 5- and 6-year-olds sitting around with party hats on, and they're just so excited. And I just had a mental image of Michael at 13 at that table with all those kids being like, "Dad, this is so embarrassing." So, but yeah, as they get older, it's just harder to be like, "Hey, let's get the kids together," because, you know, you might have a 6-year-old and a 13-year-old. I see it more with boys. They don't really interact. I mean, we have some friends that have girls that are older that, you know, Allie can play with, and I don't know what that difference is. But yeah, it's just, John's one of my oldest friends. I just don't get to see him that much.
Let me ask you real quick. This is maybe the last question. Do you have a favorite episode of this podcast that features somebody that you know?
And, yes.
Oh, wow. I got to hear it.
Lowell Shapira. I was dying laughing, because that was, I mean, he's just himself. I've known him since mid-90s, and you know, we text all the time, and I don't get to see him as much, but, you know, he's got a really good career going. And but yeah, just getting to hear him and you talk was great. He's got a great story, and his personality hasn't changed at all. He's still the same from way back in the day, and that's what I think everyone likes about him. You know what you get with Lowell. He's a great friend.
Couldn't have said it better.
And when he was talking about his name, I just was dying laughing.
Yeah. How about, do you have a favorite episode that could be anybody, that at any point, is there one that sticks out? You're like, I like that one, stood out a little bit to you.
You had an episode a few weeks ago with a singer-songwriter. I think she was young.
Danny Carr.
Yeah, that was really good. And I'm not even that familiar with that genre of music, but
North Carolina.
That's the kind of episodes. North Carolina. Okay, those are the kind of episodes I like a lot. Even the early on ones. I think you did one with, was it Dan Weinrib? Was he the tax assessor?
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, I listen to so many podcasts. I don't think I've ever heard an interview with a county or a city tax collector or assessor or whatever. It was interesting, because
I want to do more of those. And I've actually put some feelers out, and it doesn't bother me when people don't respond, but, you know, I've reached out to other elected officials across the country named Dan, former elected officials, And you just don't really get a lot back. I've reached out to people in higher education, and I've kind of found that the best people to appear on the show are the ones who are either in my network or someone that's got something to promote. You know, they're trying to get their name out there. If it's someone that's, I mean, Dan and we knew each other, so that made it a little easier. But other people, if they don't really have a new record coming out or cause that they want to talk about, and they don't know who I am, maybe don't have never done a podcast, that's an easy no, easy pass, and an easy ignore, I would say.
Yeah. Another one, and this, I just was blown away when you got Dan Maines from Clutch. That was, and I know they're, could be considered underground to an extent. You know, a lot of people, they're not a household name, but I mean, they do tour extensively. They have, you know, millions of fans across the world. That I was just, I remember I was dropping Allie off at daycare before she started kindergarten. And I was like, I cannot believe you are talking to the bassist of one of my favorite bands. And it was a good interview too. It wasn't, like, you see all these interviews that you see in music media, and they're all the same. But yours was, you know, it was, you know, about his, the music of the band, but then also about him. He probably doesn't get a lot of questions like that. I'm sure they get interview requests all the time, but to just take it from a different perspective.
I appreciate that. Yeah. I mean, I was surprised, or, well, I mean, I always feel like anybody would be a good guest, no matter how high they are up the food chain, but He was really easy to talk to, and I knew going in, and this happens all the time, I've got these questions that I want to ask, and then some I want to get to, and then some I don't even think about. And when the episode was over, I was like, oh, man, there were some other questions I should have asked Dan about his bass playing. You know, I really didn't talk about that much, so or more Dan questions. But, yeah, I appreciate that.
So real quick, because I do have to go here in a minute, but who was your white whale, the guest that you could just put the podcast to bed, you got them, it's over? Who was your sought after guest?
Well, I doubt he's listening, but I have reached out to Dan Rather and former Vice President Dan Quayle.
I remember you reached out to him. Did you ever hear anything back?
They've received correspondence. I have, but have got nothing in return. That's fine. Mm-hmm. Aykroyd, of course. If I had to say one, I mean, my gosh. And it's a Danny, but I'd love to have Danny DeVito. I think my listeners deserve that. I mean, this is episode number 60, and yeah, we've had some great guests, and I said way back on the trailer, there's going to be some people you know, you haven't known everybody, and they haven't all been named Dan, but it's time, okay? It's time for Dan Rather. It's time for Dan Aykroyd. What are they waiting for? What would be ahead of your schedule besides Dan time if you're one of those guys?
Yeah, I don't know. It's tough. I will give you this. I mean, you have... You know, I mean, I think because you're in sales and you got to just, it's a numbers game. You got to hit the streets and you got to cold call and you got to put yourself out there and you have to be okay with a rejection or even a, you know, them just ghosting, not even responding.
Without
put together something that you can look back on and say, all these people you would have never, I mean, some of these people, there's no way your paths would have crossed in a million years. And here you are talking to them and you have this record from the past year that, you know, anybody can listen to and, you know, I mean, I just like hearing people's experiences through life and what they're doing. I remember when you first asked me, I was like, man, I got nothing to talk about. I'm not like these people. I don't have a cool coffee mug store in Pensacola, or I'm not some, you know, successful, you know, whatever. I'm just me. But I do really enjoy hearing other people's, you know, lives and their experiences. It's fun. It's a cool podcast. And like I said, I listen to a lot of podcasts, you know, sports, history, some politics. But there's nothing like this, and I just think it's really cool.
That really means the world coming from you. I'm going to put that. I'm working on my website. I've got a little bit of time. I've been trying to get it up there. I mean, there's the RSS page, but dantimepod.com is the domain name. It's not live yet, but I'm going to put that in the testimonial section. There's nothing like it. and then the dash dash Travis. And then I'll leave off the last name. I'll put like Travis M so I can just have people imagine that it's like not my brother.
Right. And then they'll go and listen to it because they're like, there's nothing like this. And they'll get through all 50 some episodes. They'll get to my episode right now. Then they'll hear that quote and they'll say, wait a minute.
This is the best thing.
Yeah. No, but it's cool just, because, yeah. I mean.
TM.
I think Or just, yeah. But I think a lot of the podcasts you listen to are so focused on, like I said, sports, or there's lots of comedy podcasts and it's just comedy related, but there's nothing that's just like your everyman story or just somebody that is not connected to the industry that just wants to talk to somebody that's semi-famous or trying to get famous or just trying to talk to some random person in your life that you know. And I do appreciate that you branched out from just solely bands because it's a cool concept. But then when you open it up to other people, you just get so many more takes and experiences.
I got to ask you this. I haven't asked anybody at all, I don't think, not even on the podcast, but I talk about the Daniverse, and I didn't even know until recently that the Maniverse was a thing.
What is that?
Like the people who like Joe Rogan, like the young male listeners out there that are for grabs, that could be influenced and they're looking for a leader, the Maniverse.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
I may not be saying it right, but I was thinking about...
No, there's a huge, huge segment like that he...
Should I have named the podcast The Daniverse instead of Dan Time?
No, I think that's... I mean, I think if you kept going for a while, then you could, but you can't. That's very assumptive to just start off as The Daniverse. I think Dan Time's perfect because... You know, you're talking to other Dans and Danielles, but then when you don't have somebody with the name, you know, Dan, it's just your time because you're Dan and it's your time to talk to somebody else. But I think that, you know, every podcast has to have some sort of hook, I guess. And I think it was a great idea. And as you can see, I mean, how many episodes have you done so far?
You're episode number 60.
Whoa.
This was, I've got another Dan. But we had to reschedule, so that created an opening. So you weren't supposed to be number 60, but you get to be kind of a milestone episode here.
Thanks. Hey, did you ever utilize that list that we sent you of all the NFL players, former and present, named Dan?
I probably not. Some of these people they could be hard to reach. Some of them have online profiles and some... not very discernible, but it doesn't mean I haven't tried. I've put letters in the mail with Dan Time stationery to the high profile, the big white whales, as you called them. And I've sent out a few letters to some kind of obscure ball players from the 1960s that are still around and trying to get a response that way. Anyway,
All right,
this has been a great episode, very long form. I hope that's not out of style for people. This podcast look, I appreciate you visiting the YouTube channel. I'm not trying to live and die on that hill or whatever. This is not really a video product, but sometimes there is some content. So go check it out, Dan Time Pod at YouTube. This is really just because I got into podcast. Or really fell in love with them when I was driving a lot. And so it's kind of for my fellow road warriors. But it extends out. That's why, I mean, this is over an hour long. It's kind of for someone that's on the road all day long or they're at their kid's baseball practice.
Yeah. Now, I'll tell you, back when I first started working and I was traveling all the time, I would get books on tape or CD and... that's what I would listen to. I had XM and, you know, that was good, but I wanted to just listen to something. And I think podcasts had just maybe started. It's like 2008, but it's crazy how it just exploded. And I was telling Robin and I was like, you know, there's a podcast for every interest out there. If you can think it up, there's a podcast about it. And especially if you're in the car or gosh, if I'm just doing chores around the house or doing stuff at the pool or cutting the grass, it just helps, everyday activities, you just get through them because you're learning about something, you're being entertained, you're laughing, you're whatever it may be.
I think that you have a lot of fast moving items coming at you all day long, whether it's work related or anything you're looking at on your phone. There's probably an ad flashing, or you're scrolling your screen, so that's moving pretty fast, and you're just all this stuff's happening. And I think it's just listening to a podcast is comforting, kind of slows life down or brings it back to normal speed.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, to tie it back to the Cubs, I think the first time I heard of podcasts was, I believe when it was Lynn and Bob. Lynn Casper and Bob Brenly were the broadcast team for WGN 2008. I think that's right. And they had a post-game podcast.
Mm-hmm.
I remember them promoting it, and I'm like, I didn't have a smartphone. I didn't listen to that stuff on my computer, and I didn't have an iPod. And so I would hear it. I was like, that sounds kind of cool.
Technology had to catch up because, you couldn't have done this back in the 90s or early 2000s. You had to have the technology and the platform to be able to record all these conversations and then upload them for anybody to check out. And there's some people that, they make legitimately good money. Tons of people, the biggest podcaster, look at Joe Rogan, geez. It's not a huge deal with Spotify, but yeah, I think it just kind of gives everybody a voice, and you don't have to have a million listeners, and it can be just for you, but it's just something fun that literally anybody can do.
I'm going to say something that I think you being my brother might just believe me. I like this thing being obscure.
What are you gonna do when it blows up?
When it does, if it does, we'll cross that bridge. But I just kind of, it doesn't have to be what everything else is.
Yeah.
I'm glad that I'm not talking about some mattress that helps you sleep better or Omaha steaks or something or whatever. And you got to skip the start of my podcast. You got to hit that 30-second thing 6 or 7 or 8 times just to get to me talking and saying, hey, we're back. So I'm not there yet. I may never be there. And I hope that if someone's listening to this show, that means that they appreciate an indie podcaster. So my pledge to you is you're going to be able to keep me in your back pocket for the rest of your life, because I'm not going anywhere, and we're keeping this thing underground. I'm never selling out. And this is for the diehard Dan Time listeners. I'm never signing that big deal.
God, can you imagine if it ever did blow up and you just put that out there? Let's say you're the next Joe Rogan, and somebody goes back and listens to an obscure episode, and they're like, oh my God. Gotta be careful. No, I think it's fun. It's good, and it's a good record, and it's something that, if you leave it published on, all the different platforms you can listen to these things on, your kids one day will have something they can listen to, and they can hear a snapshot into time when you were 45 years old, what was going on and who you were talking to.
Yeah, that really is kind of the cool thing. I also recommend to people, if you got an iPhone, and I guess they have these on Androids too, and you got little kids, and they're playing either in their room or splash around the bath, just turn on your voice recorder and just set your phone within earshot and just record their little playful voices. And you probably did, a lot of people haven't done that, but I just have done it a few times, and I'm like, this will be, 'cause you don't have to take it. Don't have to take a video of everything. You don't have to take a picture of every moment of your toddler's life, but there's something about the voice, I remember when mom was watching a VHS where Robert was playing a home video with our grandfather, her father, and he just appears in it and he's talking, and she got very emotional because she had no other format of his voice. Yeah, he just popped in this old VHS cassette. We were at his house for something several years ago, and it was a very powerful moment.
Yeah, it really is. I get the same feeling when I see stuff like that.
All right. Well, that's a got to draw it down at some point. I wish we had a score to report, but it's in the top of the third. No score at Wrigley Field. I'm sure we'll be talking during this game like as if it's a playoff game.
Man, I just miss those, that 2015, 14, 15, 16, 17, when it was just Cubs were in the playoffs every year. You're getting out of the first round. You're trying to get to the NLCS, going to face the Dodgers. Those were some fun days.
2015. Relive it on YouTube, folks. The Schwarber home run. It's kind of like just pick a game, pick a moment. Look it up on YouTube. 2016 is amazing too, but that was so much fun when we beat the Cardinals, I think it was, get to the NLCS and maybe remembering this wrong. I think we lose to the Mets in 2015 in the NLCS, but we beat the Cardinals in a playoff series, and I was just over the moon. It was such an exciting year. Sometimes when it's your favorite team, Travis, I know you can. We could create a new topic here, but like with Alabama football, just a thrilling year that did not end in a national championship, but it was just a great Iron Bowl, or you just loved the players. Maybe it was like a year before the glory or whatever. Because, I mean, a lot of the other seasons just kind of melt away like this one will. I mean, probably not going to make the playoffs, and we won't talk about the 2024 Cubs in 10 years, but. But on that note, let's try to plug in another episode for perhaps Christmas time or the end of the year. It's been a great run through a bunch of just haphazardly thrown together topics. I'm sure your favorite being the Christina Aguilera "What a Girl Wants" album.
I just feel like everyone you were asking me about was bands that I'm aware of, but I have no opinion on. I learned a long time ago to just let people like what they like, and you don't have to trash or say, this is dumb or you're dumb for listening to it.
That's
Because, nobody likes the music I listen to, and I don't need people to like the music that I listen to. I like it for myself. I've noticed a lot of people will tell you need to watch this show, you need to listen to this band, and I'll check it out, and it's just not for me. People get they get mad, and I think it validates them to some extent. If somebody likes it, it's like, oh yeah, I have good taste in shows, where I just like what I like. And but I think it does go back to the music that I've listened to my entire life, that a lot of people don't like it, and I'm okay with that. I'm not trying to impress anybody, but yeah. So the artists you asked me about, no real opinion, but they definitely connect with a lot of people for different reasons.
Well, you guys have a wonderful rest of the week, winding down September here. If Dollar General and some of these stores that roll out the Halloween candy on August 1st would have you believe, Halloween has already happened. I walked into Walmart, Travis. We go in there, and have you ever heard of fireworks and Halloween being
No.
interwoven?
No. Is that a thing now?
There's a display right when you walk into Walmart that is selling Halloween fireworks.
Man,
Like you're just
I've never heard of that.
creating
That's
a way to
crazy.
sell me something.
Yeah, what's big firework trying to get their product out there more than twice a year?
I was so furious on July 31st. I think it was right before August. And I saw Halloween stuff in the stores, and it's 107 degrees heat index outside, and nothing feels like Halloween, and won't for 3 full months.
I'm starting to see Halloween decorations in our neighborhood.
It's September.
Yeah, I know.
Halloween is in October. It's an October thing. It is not a September thing. It even if you want to say, well, wait after Labor Day, then we'll. No, it has nothing to do with September. It infuriates me. And of course, and my wife, she does not. Sometimes she listens to, I don't know, these episodes. If I play something for her in the car, she does not get this deep. So I really don't have any qualms about this. But She went to Dollar Tree because who doesn't love a bargain, especially your spouse? And she came home with all these Halloween knickknacks and little noisemakers and, you know, spooky contraptions and whatever. And it's just not even close to time yet. It's like, it's not even 4 weeks away. It's six. It's maddening. And it's very bothersome to me. And I probably need to stop talking about it.
Have your kids' costumes picked out?
Yes. Well, we got them in the mail like 3 weeks ago. So it's like they're hanging on a rack, just waiting for another 8 weeks to be worn. And then that day is going to come and it's, you know, Friday, November 1st. Halloween never happened. So we just kind of celebrate. I don't like this build-up celebration. The only build-up celebration that I can permit is Christmas. It's fun. I'm okay with the entire month of December being Christmas-related. I like the carols a little bit more than I liked them in the past. And I'm okay with that. But all these other little holidays, Easter and seeing the Easter candy in freaking January is just, there's no place for it.
I feel very strongly about this.
And on that note, because I'm getting a little hot.
I love how you get so upset about these things and there's absolutely nothing you can do about it.
No, there's not.
You have zero control. But, well, my kids aren't dressing up for Halloween this year. I mean, Allie will, but Michael and Joe have aged out. So,
actually, I think I saw like some of the stores that are most ahead of the pack. They look at it like once July 4th is over, on July 5th, it's Halloween season. Well, actually, they've got to do this obligatory back to school. I always love how back to school, you start going into the stores and your kids are in their bathing suits. You just had a great day out doing something in the summertime sun and fun. And you walk into a store and it's all these pencils and books and binders. And it's like, what do you mean back to school? This is like summer just started. Mm-hmm. We're 3 or 4 weeks into these kids, you know, trying to just be kids and have fun. And you're trying to shove these supplies back in our face and say, get ready for school. It's almost time for new school year. No, it's not. It's almost time for summer to we have not even hit the tipping point. We've not even gone on that vacation yet. And here it is, July 8th, and you're trying to prime us for the end of fun in the sun.
Yeah. Hot March is on.
So, yeah, don't get me started on some of this stuff. It's pretty hot button. I know everybody's got their issues that they're concerned about with it being an election year, but these are my issues. My issues are retail holiday promotions and just the upheaval that it brings, and we'll get all the rest of the stuff sorted out in this country. But
what do you think about school track? Are you a fan?
School track?
Traffic. Just dropping off, picking up.
Oh, yeah, I don't get involved in that.
What do you mean? Don't pick your kids up in school? So at daycare in the mornings, there was police officers that would tell.
Okay, your phone's cutting out. Yeah, school traffic. Natalie usually drops Warren off at first grade, and I go pick him up. But I pick him up from after school care, so I don't get into the 3 o'clock line. Nor would I if I ever was asked to do that.
Yeah, we have buses for the kids, but whenever we miss the bus, you got to get all in that. It's terrible.
Why do we have to do that?
Well, because you got to get your kids to school and you got to pick them up. It's pretty simple.
How come there's not been one school in the past 40 years who's figured out how to circumvent this snaky line of cars just parked in a little, they're just like hugging that lane that kind of circles around? with their just idling. And is there another way to get kids? To just get them back in your custody?
I mean, beyond busing, no. No, there's not. The world has a lot of issues. And
what if you what if a school strategically opened directly across the street from a long dormant Winn-Dixie parking lot, and there was like just kind of this dead shopping center, and so around 3 o'clock, everyone just go park over there, and then the kids, there's like a well-identified crosswalk, and then they just walk over to the parking lot, and there's all these waving hands of moms and dads to say, oh, hey, honey, I'm over here, and they just get to the cars that way, and then it's just like leaving a ball game, like from that point.
I think you're onto something.
But
you need to, yeah, you just got to find, well, there's a few issues. The schools are traditionally already established and have been for decades. In the chance of the of them being directly located next door to a empty, and I think you Winn-Dixie, are probably very low. So maybe, you know, you catch lightning in a bottle once or twice, but yeah, it's and I guess you could build Winn-Dixies next to the schools and hopes that they close down eventually, and then you'll get to that utopia you're looking for. But you might want to revisit that. That's all I'm saying. It wasn't a bad idea. It's
you know how like every metro area of some size has like that shopping plaza that was bustling in like 1994. And it's just like nothing's there except maybe a Dollar General and a couple things. And it's like the sprawling asphalt that's still has the big light post and little cracks and valleys here and there, but otherwise drivable and parkable. Isn't there? There's one of those kind of close to where you guys used to live, but it's just like hundreds. And just as far as the eye can see, all these parking spaces, but not a real flagship store there anymore.
Yeah, well, you're talking about, Jesus, it's going on 2 hours. Yeah, so they actually, it's funny you should say, the Piggly Wiggly that used to be across the street left and moved up into that shopping center, and they put a restaurant up there, and now the Piggly Wiggly shopping center is the one that's kind of, you know, a little bit more empty. I think they've cleaned it up a little bit, but yeah, it's empty shopping centers is a big deal. I wish you know, Trump or Harris would actually bring this up at some point, because it's an important issue to a lot of people.
I think it is. The just repurposing of these once thriving commerce hotspots. Well, we actually have on my timer here, we've reached the 2 hour mark. I don't know how close that we're going to come to the John Hunter episode, but wow, you're getting really close. I'm not, and we got to hang it up. I don't know if we can really justify just creating another topic, because I got to go.
No. Yeah, I've got places to be.
Well, this has been great, and undoubtedly this will be split into part one and part two for your listening enjoyment, and so you get to hear all of it. I might even carve this thing up into threes.
So I got to send you three pictures? That's really put me out.
I might do it. I actually might do part one, part two, part three.
The trilogy.
Because, you know, you do see some stuff on YouTube. I get some analytics. I put these episodes up. This is another reason why I don't really focus a lot of my attention on it. The average view time on an episode that's 47 minutes long, even 34 minutes or 50. Average view time is like a couple minutes.
Really?
So I don't even know how deep people are getting. And I think that it's perfectly fine with that in mind to get into some just obscene, silly season topics at the depths here, because I don't know who's listening.
Nobody.
Who am I trying to please? There's no stakeholders. So
you need to add something. Say the first person to text me this wins a prize. I don't know.
Yeah. So there's a word I'm going to say, and it's bullfrog. And I'm going to put that on the episode description and say, hey, whenever you hear the word bullfrog, message me for a free $20 gift card to Papa John's and send me your address. And you know what? I will do it. You're hungry for pizza. You like Papa John. Hey, if you say, hey, look, I don't have one in my hometown, but I love Domino's. Tell me where you are. I'm sending the card to you. That's the key word. There you have it. Thanks for listening to the Dan Time Podcast. Any final thoughts, Travis?
No.
All right. Like,
I appreciate it. It's you know, killing two birds with one stone. We get to catch up. You get to, I just gave you three episodes. But no, it's always fun catching up. I know we're, you know, miles apart, but at this moment I feel very close to you. It's fun catching up, and I enjoy listening to all your episodes, and I look forward to doing it in exactly the same amount of time it took for me to do it the second time.
Yes. On that note, we'll see you next Sunday, folks. Thanks for listening to the Dan Time Podcast. Tell your friends about it. Tell everybody you know about it. Leave a review. Whatever's the easiest thing for you to do. I appreciate you as a listener. Have a great week. Go out there and do something you want to do this weekend or this week. It's probably Monday that you're listening to this. Go Cubs, go. Hopefully we're 3 games back. That's all I ask for. 3 games back on Monday morning. We'll see you next Sunday.